Islands charting across the nation. You're listening to the Earshot 20. Here is Brian Cleveland and Anthony Inman.
That's right, we're into the second hour in the top 10, and as we mentioned at the beginning of the show, a new number one takes the helm, the top seed, the bee's knees.
What?
The creme de la creme.
I don't know. And your recent hip to it.
It's true.
Terms.
It's true. I went and hung out with the youth. I got what they were saying, and I brought it back to the program. So you're now going to give them the cat's pajamas about the Earshot charts.
Earshot is the National Campus and Community Radio Report. As always, you can find it at earshot-online.com, and it is published on a weekly basis by the National Campus and Community Radio Association and the few and many staff and volunteers. Few staff, many volunteers.
I see where you were going.
Yeah,
there.
You seem very confused.
Yeah.
And it is where you'll find the National Top 50 every single week. This week, we are looking at charts for the week ending Tuesday, May 24th, 2016, bringing you selections from the top 20 most played albums across Canada this week by over 30 campus and community radio stations, whose top 30 charts you can also find, as well as specialty charts for the genres of electronic, hip-hop, international jazz, loud, folk, roots, and blues. Check out what awesome volunteer DJs are playing across the country. And you can also find monthly and yearly countdowns, reviews, interviews, and much more, as always, at our home at earshot-online.com.
Not really our home. Well, it's, I mean, it's kind of, it's our adopted
That's
home.
Where I've been living.
Is it? I've been living at Earshot 20 on Facebook. That's where I live. So maybe you should come visit sometime. Earshot20@gmail.com is our email. Facebook.com/earshot20, our home on Facebook. And at Earshot20 is our handle on Twitter. All are great ways to reach out. All are great ways to get in touch. If you are an emerging Canadian band or artist and you'd like some exposure on this show, we're happy to do that for you. We will play something from your latest release and we will give you an interview. That's what we do for you. So get in touch with us. And we also, in this hour of the program, we have the top 10. We have Stephen back. Brian's got the lowdown for you. A few more debuts than last week. And he's also going to crush my dreams by telling me which albums didn't make it in to the top 20 as I thought they would. So
they all moved upwardly.
Did they? But not into the countdown. But sure. Okay.
Do you even remember what you picked?
No, I don't. No. So you'll tell me though.
I remember.
Okay. So we'll get it started at 10 and you'll hear me sob uncontrollably soon.
All right. Infamous will kick us off. Here it is, a track from the new Baju Bula album, Good Advice, that was at the very top of our charts for quite some time, and it's still sticking strong. Really great new record by that artist at number 10, all the way up for number 17 this week. Plants and Animals are at number 3 for a few weeks, and they're now at number 9. Waltzed In From the Rumbling is their latest. You'll hear Off the Water and Parquet Core, our one album sitting still within our top 20 this week. At number 8 is Human Performance, and you'll hear the track Keep It Even.
Here's Baju Bula at number 10 this week, Infamous. Stick around, there's more on the way. It's the Earshot 20.
Saw the pictures, read all your darkest thoughts while you were waiting, ready to brush me off. We could be friendly, we could be out of touch, we could be famous, or even infamous. If you are, come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't tear me down. Don't waste my time pretending love is somewhere else. Come back, but never call it off. Come back, but don't turn around. Stop wasting time. Thank you.
to the Earshot 20. Number 9.
There's a drawer in my house that I try to keep closed, but it's open. There's a commitment that I've made to be somewhere, but it's broken. An ugly mantra in my head, it lies there on the floor like a bed that would collapse like a trap. You gotta keep it even. strong, bound of persistence. Yeah, you gotta keep it even, even when you're uptight, even when you're happy, even when you're reaching for that drawer in my house that I tried.
That was Keep It Even by Parquet Core, closing out the first set of our second hour as we get into the top 10 most played albums this week on Earshot. Sitting still at 8 was their album, Human Performance. From number 3 to number 9 is Plants and Animals, Waltzed In From the Rumbling. You heard Off the Water and Infamous by Baja Bala at number 10, up from 17 from the record Good Advice.
We're into the second hour of the countdown here on the Earshot 20 and heading back to the phone line to get our music news fix in this hour from Stephen Karlick, senior editor at Exclaim Magazine. This first one is a weird story. In a shocking turn of events, Neil Young is going to allow Trump to use his music.
Yeah, not great news. Apparently, after the two publicly spatted last year over Donald Trump's use of Neil Young's music, the two seem to have made up. Neil Young famously endorsed Bernie Sanders before that was a popular stance, but now he's buddied up with Trump a little more. In an interview with Reuters, Young suggested that he simply got his mind on his money. Anyone can use his music for anything as long as they pay, and as such, he's no longer pissed at Donald Trump for using Rockin' in the Free World in his campaign. Quote, he actually got a license to use it. I mean, he said he did, and I believe him, so I got nothing against him. You know, once the music goes out, everybody can use it for anything. So, in other words, as our writer Josiah wrote, we should all keep on rocking in the free world while we still have one. Neil Young will, of course, release his new album, Earth, on June 17th via Reprise, and Donald Trump will keep doing what he does.
I guess so.
Or hopefully not.
Or maybe not. I guess it's amazing what you can do when you have money and you get a license and permission to use someone else's music.
Yeah, I didn't actually hear or watch the interview. I don't know if that's even available, but you can't tell Neil Young's tone from the interview. Maybe he sounded as defeated as I hope he feels.
Well, we'll see what happens. We'll continue the news now. Most are aware of the terrorist attacks that happened in Paris, and now some pretty damning words coming from a survivor of the attacks for the frontman of Eagles of Death Metal.
Yeah, Jesse Hughes is, of course, the singer of Eagles of Death Metal, and he's been something of a, I'll keep my words to myself, the musician has had some pretty nasty words and some sort of wild accusations that the security team at Paris's Bataclan Theater were somehow involved in the attack. Last week, the band were dropped from the lineups of two French music festivals after Hughes once again insinuated that security at the Bataclan was complicit in the attacks, with the entire incident being the result of what he called a, quote, Muslim conspiracy. Back in March, Hughes also suggested that members of the venue security team, quote, had a reason to not show up, and he said that in an interview with Fox Business Network, which he later apologized for. Now, Bataclan survivor Ismail El Iraki has responded to Hughes' comments in an open letter on Facebook. You can read the whole thing at exclaim.ca, but I'll read just a little bit of it here. I never thought that you would become one of the spreaders of fear. You always felt like a maverick, a rebel. We now know you are not. I live and breathe rock and roll, and I could not look more Muslim if I tried. But apparently the big bad Muslim conspiracy missed me. Damn, they forgot to warn me. They forgot to warn my fellow Moroccan Amin, who was shot that very night. El Iraki also makes reference to a Muslim concert goer by the name of Didi, who was instrumental in opening a door of the venue to ensure an escape before running back inside to save more people himself. El Iraki writes, quote, Didi was a fucking hero, an unarmed, red-blooded, real-life hero that you just insulted with your racist, hateful comments. You, who are not a hero. You, who are, just like me, a regular guy who happened to be caught in an awful situation and did whatever he could to try and get out of it and to try and help some people around him. So, like I said, read the rest of it at exclaim.ca, but some very touching words from a former fan of the Eagles of Death Metal and, you know, some powerful words regardless of who you are.
It's a crazy situation and a tough position for Hughes to be in as well, but, you know, he shouldn't have said what he said. I guess we'll see if he decides to respond.
I mean, Hughes, for a while after the attacks, I think there was a lot of understanding when it came to what Hughes was saying, where it was, you know, he's in shock. He's experiencing, you know, the afterwave of traumatic stress or whatever. But, you know, this is from other people in the building. And, you know, what it's become is general racism. It's become insensitive. I mean, when the remarks of one person who went through something are affecting more of the people who went through that, it's a whole other ballgame and something that needs to be addressed. And I think this fan did it in a really poignant and a really eloquent way that really got at just why what Hughes is doing is so shitty.
Yeah, it's crazy. Well, we'll see what happens. We'll round out the music news for the program with an announcement rounding out a festival lineup.
Yeah, let's end with some fun stuff. That is, of course, Sappy Fest, which has now rounded out its 2016 lineup with a host of new bands. The third and final wave of acts playing at Sappy Fest this year will include Bart, The Dirty Nil, Une Blonde, Weird Lines, and Petroglint. They will, of course, join a bill that features Dilly Dally, Tons, Julie Doiron and the Wooden Stars, Little Scream, Ott, By Divine Right, Napeye's Partner, She Devils, and many more. Sappy Fest will, of course, run from July 29th to 31st in Sackville, New Brunswick, and festival passes are on sale now. You can find full information on that festival at exclaim.ca and at their homepage.
That festival is right good. If I were to use a colloquialism of the East Coast, I think right good. Anyway, it's a fun festival. Check it out and check out all of the music news at exclaim.ca. Stephen, as always, it's a pleasure to chat.
The feeling is mutual.
And we'll turn it over to you for your song pick of the week.
Thank you so much. Last week, I talked about the new Bad Bad Not Good album that is due later this summer. That's going to be incredible. It's called 4, or IV. It's in Roman numerals. And one of the first singles released from it is called Speaking Gently. It's a very jazzy little tune. It's one of the opening tracks on the album. It's incredible. It's on Earshot Radio now, Speaking Gently.
Earshot listeners, it's Stephen Karlick here, senior editor at Exclaim, Canada's source for music news, streams, reviews, and features across all genres. You can catch a summary of the week's big music news on the weekly Earshot 20, but for in-depth, up-to-the-minute news, reviews, and streams, you'll want to set your homepage to exclaim.ca and pick up our most recent issue, featuring M83, Deftones, Wolf Parade, Director X, White Lung, PJ Harvey, and our Summer Screens preview. On the airwaves, on the street, and online at exclaim.ca, we've got your music news covered.
Earshot 20, number 7.
Number 6.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Live Leak Instrumental by Tim Hecker. His latest is called Love Streams. That's at number 6, up from number 13. And into our program for the first time, but floating around the charts recently, is the new one by Supermoon called Playland. It is their debut on Mint Records. It's at number 7. You heard Night Division. And as always, we have a selection by Stephen Karlik, who throughout the program gives us the latest music news, and that included the new track by Bad Bad Not Good Toronto's jazz hip-hop trio called Speaking Gently, the second track from their new album, which will drop early in July.
Yeah, great pick and great music news from Stephen every week. Check it out, exclaim.ca. Pick up the copy nearest you. We've got a couple more tracks, and then on the other side of that, Brian's going to give us the lowdown, let us know what's entering the charts. But first, it's this.
At number 5, up from number 7, Operators from the record Blue Wave. You're going to hear a track from them called Rome. And then after that, King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. They have a new one out called Nonagon Infinity. It rises one spot to 4. You'll hear Road Train.
Number 4.
It's the Earshot 20.
That was Rome by Operators and Road Train by King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Kicking off that set was the Operators from the album Blue Wave and King Gizzard and the Lizard Wizard. Their new album is called Nonagon Infinity.
It's my favorite title ever.
It's like, pretty excellent.
King Gizzard and the flows. Lizard Wizard. It does. And it's not enough to trip you up. It's just enough to make you feel like you're a wordsmith, really. It's incredible. We have three more tracks, but before we get to those, we are going to give you an idea of what is debuting below the top 20. As Brian tells you every week, we take the top 20 from the national top 50. We can't play all top 50 every week. That would take too long, but we like to give you an idea of some of the albums that are debuting below the top 20 because they could make their way into the program, and this is the lowdown.
We have 8 debuts this week below the top 20 to tell you about, including several in a row in the mid-40s. Our lowest debut this week is Late Spring with a new one called Invisible at number 47. One spot up from that is Program, that's with two M's, a torrid marriage of logic and emotion. And up from that is James Blake with his third album, The Color in Anything, just released, coming in at that spot, as well as one up from that, Wake Island and Out at number 44. At number 41, Helifax's The Burdocks have a re-release, a reissue, if you will, of their album Airplane Tracks. At number 36, the long-awaited new album by Andy Schauf on Arts and Crafts, which is called The Party. And Molly Grubb have a new one out as well at number 33, Soft Grudge. And then we jump several spots up to our highest and final debut this week. At number 23, it is a new album by Anoni called Hopelessness. And last week, Anthony told you that he thought that Jesse Lanza and The Burning Hell would be into our top 20. And they get very close.
Did they?
The Burning Hell, they have a new album out that debuted at number 44. Last week, it's called Public Library from Headless Owl Records. It's at number 26. And
so pretty much.
So you got pretty close. Yeah. Jesse Lanza, her new sophomore release is called Oh No, and it was at number 28 from 45.
Okay, so six of one, half a dozen of another. My picks this week are going to be...
Or zero for two. You could say.
Fair enough. My picks, obviously, I'm going to go with Anoni because that's at 23, so there's no way it's not making it into the top 20 because that seems like a pretty high debut. Maybe. And James Blake is going to be my other.
All right, there you
go. James Blake and Anoni. So right. You write that down.
I will.
All right. And then you'll call me out publicly next week.
I like this game.
It's fun. We have three more tracks to get to. We're going to do it right now. Brian's going to let you know what's coming in at the number 3 spot.
And then after that, as we mentioned, we have a brand new number 1. So stick around to find out what that is. At number 3, jumping one spot this week, is Radiohead. No surprise to see that one sticking strong. It is their newest album called A Moon Shaped Pool. You're going to hear Desert Island Disc.
To another life. different types of love, different types of love, different types of love are possible.
Listening to the Earshot 20. Number 2.
More than I could stand. I went down. forget everything I said. Don't go reading between the lines, just fucking with your head. Don't you know, nothing comes free. But I felt you, and I knew.
It's the Earshot 20.
And after chasing our number one for 7 weeks, for 5 weeks on their own at number two, that is our new number one, jumping from two to number one, Soons from their new album, Hold Still. You heard Nobody Can Save Me Now. And then Black Mountain, just one spot down from the top of the charts, which once again, they dominated, if you will, for 7 weeks running. That was Black Mountain from the album Four, with Constellations. And our new number three, rising one spot, is Radiohead, A Moon-Shaped Pool, is their new album. You heard Desert Island Disc.
Isn't that a weird thing to think about, somebody who had actually had a radio for a head? Is that, do they wear radio, like Dead Mouse?
No,
wears
no.
wears a mouse head.
No.
So a radio. But
maybe
cool.
You can ship that idea to them. And
Maybe I'll reach out to them for an interview. You think I get that?
No.
No? I'll try.
Maybe.
If at first you don't succeed. Listen, I've been giving people updates, so I feel like this update is important to give everyone. I emailed Universal Music and asked for an interview with Drake. And folks, I got an email back saying that they would be in touch, and it was so important that Brian actually moved it to the archives in our email inbox.
I archive anything that doesn't need a response.
You jerk. I did already respond. Anyway, so who knows? I don't know. Maybe someday I'll email Drake. Who knows?
Maybe.
Who knows?
I think that you'll get to interview Drake when Drake makes it on the charts.
Yeah?
So never.
I'm going to make that happen. I'm going to encourage everybody to play it. All right. That's going to do it for us. It is the Earshot 20. If you're just tuning in, catch us every week. It is available online at radioforall.net and a podcast through iTunes. We are partnered with 25 other great campus community and online radio stations across the country where you can pick up the program and you can hear it first every week, Fridays from 5 to 7 p.m. Atlantic Standard Time out of local 107.3 FM St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Until next time, we will we'll have a new countdown for you next week, but until then, enjoy some more great programming. It's on the way on this station. Earshot 20 is produced out of local 107.3 FM St. John, New Brunswick's campus and community radio station. Comments, concerns, feedback, you can send to earshot20@gmail.com. check us out on Twitter. Our handle is earshot20. Until next time, thanks for listening.